Warmest welcome everyone to the Business and Dreams podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm so grateful that you're listening, and I hope that you will like today's topic. And I'm actually doing this solo today. So Camille and I, we just love to, I guess, experiment with different things and just try out different concepts. And we love speaking with each other, but sometimes it's fun when some of us becomes really interested in a topic. It's just fun to have this kind of monologue, I was gonna say, but yeah, just talk about it and share it to everyone. So that's what we're doing today. I'm having a solo episode, and I hope that Camilla will do some solo episodes too soon, because she has a lot to share as well. So I did another solo episode, I think it was now 2 weeks ago. And during that solo episode, I talked about a topic that I'm so passionate about, which is standards. I'm like highlighting this word, standards. But yeah, I just think that standards is so interesting and most of all so important. And I think that I have now just realized how important it is. So I talked about standards in that episode, and today I will talk about something maybe quite similar, or at least it's from the same source, so to speak. So I learned about these topics that I will talk about today from the same person. So what happened was that I discovered this person. He's called Dr. Benjamin Hardy, and he has written a book. He actually has written several books, but the one that I have read is called 10x is easier than 2x. And I mean, I just think the title is so compelling. He's like, I have to read that book. Like, it's easier to achieve something very big compared to something small. Very good title. And I have really watched everything and listened to everything from him, and what he says resonates so much with Camilla and I, what we are doing and what we are saying. So it just feel like we are kind of personal development soulmates with him. and yeah, I just love everything he shares, and I learned so much from him. So standards, that was a topic that I learned from him. So just a small recap of what Benjamin Hardy says is that every one of us, we have both a ceiling and a floor. So the ceiling in this case, that represents our biggest dreams in life. If you can like imagine yourself having, let's say, 100 million crowns as your net worth, that is your ceiling. If you can't imagine 1 billion, but you can imagine 100 million, then 100 million is your ceiling. But if your dream is 1 billion, then 1 billion is your ceiling. But we all kind of have this this ceiling, like this limit of how big we dream, how much we think our future self will have or feel or whatever it can be. So basically your ceiling is represents your biggest dreams in life, your future self, like the best case scenario. And the floor in this case, it represents your standards. So your standards is, in other words, the lowest level you will accept in life. And if you think about it, we all have standards in actually every area of our life. So let's say, for example, how tidy your apartment is. You probably know some people who, like, when it becomes a little bit untidy, they just immediately start cleaning. They can't like work in a place where it's like slightly untidy. But then you know other people who can kind of operate in chaos. They don't care. So that's an example of where your standards are. But also these people who operate in chaos, there's probably one level where they're like, okay, too much chaos. I have to do something about this. So every one of us has this threshold, this lowest level, this floor in our life. And you know, you can see, you can think about, for example, your relationship or work. Like, what is the lowest salary, for example, or the lowest hourly rate that you could accept? That is your standard, your floor. So why this matters is because, like, it's very easy to think that the only thing I have to do to reach my dreams is to dream really big and really to start, yeah, continue visualizing that. But what will happen is that, you know, it's great to have dreams. That's what we have talked about during this whole journey with Business and Dreams from start, basically. But if you if you don't have clearly defined standards, what will happen is that you will constantly attract different opportunities, and what you will accept is the opportunities that are above your standards. So let's say, for example, that your standard in your company is that you don't accept clients who pay you less than, I'm just giving you a number, 150 euros per hour. What will happen is that you'll probably meet a lot of clients that will pay you both below that, are willing to pay you below that, but also above that. And let's say that your dream now is to charge 300 euros per hour. What will happen is that if you have this standard of 150 per hour, you will find clients who will pay you 151 or 160, whatever, you know, slightly above that. And these clients will, like, obviously then occupy your time. So if your standards are really low, but your dreams are really big, what will happen is that you will not have space for the clients in this case that are aligned with your dream hourly rate, because you will have things that are occupying on the lower level. So if you want to reach your dreams, you have to constantly raise your standards. So you constantly approach your ceiling, so to speak. So that's why standards are really important. You can also, as I mentioned in the last episode, it's very easy to apply this on dating as well. Maybe you dream of a certain partner with certain qualities and that makes you feel a certain way. But if your standards are really low, then you will the time you have will be occupied by people who are not aligned with your dream partner, but rather, you know, on a much lower level. And a lower level just mean not certain characteristics about them, but just how they make you feel, for example, or how they treat you. So it's very important to think about your standards. And what I recommended in the last episode is to clearly define your standards. I have actually written down on a list, these are my standards. I will never go below them. And it's just so, so empowering. I really recommend you to do that if you didn't do it from the last episode. It's what the most important thing about that is that it kind of becomes your identity. You start identifying as this maybe premium person who only accept the best, and you also develop this abundance mindset that yes, you know, I have high standards and I'm certain that people and opportunities will meet me above these standards. So it's a very empowering exercise that I encourage you all to do. So that was, yeah, kind of, I was going to say quick summary, but it was a long summary about the last episode. And today I want to continue a little bit about the things that Benjamin Hardy has taught me. So if you're curious to learn more about standards, I can really recommend his book, 10x is easier than 2x. And just to basically listen to everything he says and us. And today I will actually continue speaking a little bit more that I've learned about from this book. So, first of all, the title, again, it's so good, 10x is easier than 2x. What Benjamin Hardy, what he means when he says that, is that it's much easier to reach a seemingly impossible goal compared to a kind of reasonable or realistic goal. And that may feel or sound counterintuitive. We think that it's much easier to reach, you know, low goals compared to high goals. And in this book, which I really recommend it, it's so good. So in this book, Benjamin Hardy explains why that is the case and also how you reach these 10x goals. And I want to say also that 10x doesn't necessarily mean that you have to 10x your current level. If you're earning 10,000 euros today per month, it doesn't necessarily mean 100,000 euros, so 10x that, but rather a much, much bigger goal, something you can't understand now how you will achieve it, but you want to achieve it basically. So that could be maybe double or triple your outcome within 6 to 12 months, for example. So, and whereas a 2x goal, that is when you just a slight improvement. So it could be like a 5 or 10% salary increase. So what I've learned from the book, first of all, why it is easier to reach these 10x goals is because there are lesser things that will actually enable you to reach these 10x goals compared to your 2x goals. When you think about it, a lot of things can be done to increase your salary with 5 or 10%, but to to double or triple your income, then there are quite few things that will lead you there. So that is the first thing, that you become very focused on the things that actually work. And second of all, why this is so powerful is that when you commit to a 10x goal, you have to really do an identity shift. You can't just operate from your like current mindset and just work harder. Rather, you have to kind of come up with new ideas, and that's what you do when you have a new identity for yourself. So let's say an example is that just imagine in like a few hundred years ago, if they would hear about like, if they would get like, okay, we want to travel faster, they would think about maybe how the horses could run faster. So that could be, for example, for you, that when you want to increase your salary, you think that you have to work more hours. But that will only enable you to kind of slightly improve your current results. It won't enable you to do this massive big jump. Whereas if you think differently, then you can come up with, for example, a train instead of a horse. And that will enable you to not necessarily work much harder, actually lesser probably in this case, but it's just new ideas that will take you to the goal and make this massive jump. And in this book, he also says that, for example, children, from when they go from crawling to walking, that is also a 10x jump, because it will enable you to do so many other things. So that is the thing. When you have a new identity, you start thinking from your future self, your future self's identity, and then you will come up with new ideas. And one thing that I really take with me from this book that I want to kind of wrap this up with is that Benjamin Hardy talks a lot about the Pareto principle. And if you haven't heard about the Pareto principle, it's also called the 80-20 rule. So what it says is that 80% of the work that you do will lead to 20% of your results, and vice versa. 20% of your work will lead to 80% of your results. And this can be applied actually to so many situations. For example, easy one, let's take your wardrobe. You probably wear 20% of your clothes 80% of the time, or maybe that's just me, but that is very common, at least, that you have some favorite ones. And in your company, that could be that 20% of your customers lead to 80% of your revenue, and vice versa, that 80% of your customers are only generating 20% of your revenue. So how Benjamin Hardy applies this is that for people who are thinking about these 2x, like slightly improvement goals, then they operate 80% of their time, they operate from their past. And only 20% they operate from the future. And if you want to reach this 10x goal, this really big, massive goal that you can't even realize how you will get there, then you have to switch that. You have to operate 80% of your time from your future self, and only maximum 20% of your time from your past self. So most people, I would say, we really go on repeat. Now I say we, I hope that I'm not one of those people, but it's very common to just wake up and act the same way today as you did yesterday. And what will that give you? It will give you the same results over and over again. What if you woke up and you thought, okay, how would my future self do this day? How would she live this day? Then you would commit to actions that are outside what you're currently doing, and obviously that will give you new results. So a challenge, I love challenges, that could be that you start thinking during your days, how would my future self act now? And you commit to acting that way. That is how Benjamin Hardy encourages us to switch our identity and to ultimately reach these 10x goals. So that is, I would say, the last big insight for me. And also a bonus one I can share is that Benjamin Hardy, he's a very big fan of taking help from others. So for example, if you're starting a company, it's very common to think that you have to do everything yourself, that you have to answer all the emails and do all the social media posts and whatever it can be. Benjamin Hardy says that, you know, you should focus on the things that you're like really good at, your zone of genius, so to speak. So he encourages us to think very early on how we could get help. A very common way to get help that we have done in our company, Business and Dreams, is through a virtual assistant. We have an amazing woman called Hanna, who is our community manager, who helps us, for example, email and everything that, you know, is very important in our company, but it would be too much for us to do that also. So think about the things, if you're running a company, what are the things that you don't necessarily want to do that is taking up your time and energy and that you would love to get help with, and see if you can start a little bit to get help with that, and then you can always increase it after time. That's how we did. We started with a few hours and then we saw how much energy and time it freed up for us, and then we continue investing more in getting help. So that is a thing he says. I think he says in the book, it's a quote that Frank Sinatra, he doesn't carry his own piano. So you shouldn't do everything yourself either. So I think that was just a good reminder. And he says also that it looks kind of unprofessional. It's kind of a strong word, but yeah, he says it looks unprofessional if you are the one in your company who does everything. It looks very like you're not a big company. For example, if you are handling all the invoices and you're doing this and that, and people clearly see that, oh, it's just one person here, that gives less of a professional look than if you have, for example, someone who takes care of your invoices and all that. You have different people for different things, and you're the star, so to speak, who's leading the company and setting the strategy. These are some thoughts from the book that I actually really liked. I think it's so common, especially maybe for us women, to have pride in doing everything by ourselves. But if we want to reach these 10x goals, then we can't focus on every single thing all the time in our both personal and professional lives. So getting help is massive in reaching your 10x goals. So that was a quick summary of the book, or maybe just some insights, because I really want you to read the book yourself, and I would love to hear your thoughts and reflections on the book too. And also, I want to share something very, very exciting. So if you are eager to reach new 10x goals in your life, and maybe specifically about money and revenue if you're running your own company, then we have a challenge, a very big challenge. So we're doing a 3-day challenge, April 22nd to April 24th at 6 p.m. Set time. So what we will do is that we will have 3 evenings in a row where we will talk about money mindset and how we have grown our revenue over time. We will share the big money mindset insights that we have gotten and how it really transformed our results so that you can apply them in your business too. And last time we did this, we were over 3,000 women who were signed up. So, I mean, the energy during these evenings, wow, I'm like still full of energy, even though it was a month ago we had it. So I really can't wait for the next challenge that we will do in April and in the end of April. So I would love to, if you want to join us, it's so, so much fun. I will put the link in the show notes. You can always find it both on our website, businessanddreams.com, and also on our insight. It's free to sign up, so you really don't lose anything on signing up. So I would really love to see you there. But otherwise, would love to hear your thoughts on this topic, standards and setting really big goals. And yeah, I hope that you will have an amazing week. So thank you so, so much for listening, and I hope to talk with you soon. Bye-bye.